I don't know where this should go, but I'm getting inspired here by Socrates. He's just walking around and being witty and wise and all that, and the life there, the social life in Athens, if this is at all realistic, seems quite interesting. So anyway, I just got the idea to put somewhere in my script or story a man who is a little like that, and he's doing funny things, like I think this could be mainly for a little Krishna theater play or something. A scene there, yeah. I have written some, right? Short little sketches. So another one here could be that you've got our Mr. Natural kind of devotee there, who's aging and who is, again, he's just not caring so much about the all these standard procedures and all that. He's just there to serve Krishna. So he is a little wacky sometimes. And he gets criticized for that, of course. But then one day, he's always dressed in white dhoti, white kurta and all that. And then one day he comes with the white dhoti and kurta and the white danda. Maybe he has this longi, more like that, white, but you know, white. Not flashing Western white, but, you know. And it looks a little funny. But someday we may just go, whoa, what's going on here? Some think he's a Swami now and they have to fall flat on the floor here all of a sudden. And others think, what's going on here? They can stand there in the foreground talking. He gave himself sannyas now, what? And he's a married sannyas, or what is it? So you got the doubters and those neophyte worshippers there, and see how they both react so differently. Which again we can develop a bit, because those kind of groups are pretty archetypal, or to say, typical for a certain movement. Starry-eyed followers, and the critical and envious sometimes peers, or even enemies. So then he comes there, you know, they have the danda and this big kind of cloth case, or whatever you want to call it. Bag thing. So he just sits down, he goes down to the river, and he's taking out a fishing rod. It wasn't a danda, but you know, fishing rods and the internals of a danda are not that different. So it's a little bit of a pun joke. But he takes those bamboo things out there and he puts them together. He has this line there, and the cork and all that little thing down under, and he throws it in and sits there fishing. Now, both the disciples and the envious critics are baffled. They just stand there looking at him, both in the same way, and say, you know. And even the disciple comes forward. Very, what do you call it? Carefully, or saying, but Maharaj, you've always said we should not kill and eat fish, and I don't understand. But he's just sitting there, peacefully. It's good relaxation, he may say, something like that. And the others, the envious guys are just not saying anything and just looking at each other. What, wow, I knew it, that kind of look. And then just all of a sudden he gets a fish there, and he goes, "Ooh, yeah, nap." And he pulls up that fish, and the others, you know, the smartass and the disciples, they look at him and the fish with fear and disgust, and then he gets the fish in there from the line, and then he carefully loosens the fish from the bait and looks in his mouth a little and goes, and throws him in. Again in the water, and then again throws out that thing. And then someone else from the other camp comes and says, what are you doing? You're fishing? Catching fish and throwing them in again? What for? And the others go like, laugh, hiding their mouths, turning away. And he says, well, you know, yes, and then he is, maybe while he's doing this fishing and he's chanting Hare Krishna, and you're chanting Hare Krishna while doing it, committing sinful activities in the strength of the whole name, something like that, the smarter guy. And then he gets another one. Yeah, another one. This is fun. So he again carefully takes the fish, and then you see one disciple comes closer and he shows the disciple, you know, I invented this myself. It's just a little clip here with a spring and no hook. I said, so you're just doing this for fun? Says the envious guy, or something. Now I don't know how we should fix up this dialogue, but... yeah, you need to relax some now and then. And you see... and then he can explain somehow that something along the line that, you see, there is a problem in the river. There is a parasite that infected the mouths of... or has infected some fish, and I'm just helping to clean them off. And then it helps me to relax, and I can sit here and chant peacefully by the river. I'm doing some, being a little useful by the way. So I thought that was good. And he's like looking up at the others, what do you think? As if he just didn't catch anything about them being so sarcastic or whatever.